because I've had people say, oh my God, I've heard such nasty, terrible things about you online, but I've been following you for like the last 6 months and all you talk about is like FK Twigs or anime. And I'm like...
Hey y'all, what is up to the culture?
Hey y'all.
How you doing?
I'm so excited to be back for another week.
I know.
It's been, y'all, the podcast has been doing so well. We are so happy that we have this culture here. I do want to say today we have a special guest. Okay, y'all might know him as Wendy Williams. The sissy Wendy Williams, some call him. This is Nico. Nico, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hola, buenos dias. Soy Nico. It's my little opening tag. I am a content creator on all fields. I don't know what
you Nico aesthetics. You better tell these people who you is.
Right, what you do?
I'm a YouTuber first, and also I do participate in adult content creation, but my YouTube is a little oriented around like the drama and the behind the scenes that happens in the industry, because I feel like no one really talks about that. So
in the adult content industry.
Yeah. I mean, I do cover whatever's trending on social media if it pertains to the LGBT community, but mostly the adult content community. Yeah.
Oh, you've caused a stir or two, but we're going to get into that in the hot seat.
Well, sissy Wendy Williams.
Listen, Wendy did it best.
Oh, yeah.
We are simply walking in Wendy's footsteps.
It's honestly veneration.
Yeah, amen.
That's respecting our elders.
We're going to get to that in the hot seat, though. Thank you so much for coming. But
I know.
Well, thank you for having me.
Are you excited?
Of course. Oh my God. So our first segment, as y'all know, is questions from the culture. This week we got a lot of questions, y'all, but we're gonna kind of Frankenstein some questions because it's just one question that I thought was really good.
Yeah.
And it was a long question. I'm gonna let y'all know now. Divas. Keep it cute.
We said we write discussion questions.
It's an essay here, but I do appreciate you. Okay. I love you down. But I do like your question, so I'm going to read a block of your question. And this person said, I know that y'all mentioned that someone you don't want to be in community with deserves to be in community, but y'all only mentioned how they are in separate communities from you. What happens when someone who harmed you is still within your community and they're not talking about family, more like friends? How do you go about that? Looking into loyalties, wouldn't resentment start to eat at you? And they said that, we talk about forgiveness, but they want to know, how can you heal within your community when someone who hurt you is still in that community? That's a good question.
It's a great question.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah.
Who wants to start?
Nico, you the guest. Come on. No. You want to go first?
Sure. I've actually been in that situation. For example, I fell out with a friend, but they're still friends with my friends. Mm-hmm. And I've never been one of those people that's like, oh, you have to pick a side. No, really. Because even before that, they were cool with people I wasn't cool with that didn't like me. And I'd be like, I mean, as long as my name doesn't come up, you're a human being, you're an adult, make your own decisions, live your life. But now that we're no longer cool, we're in the same space, it's interesting because I have no issue with pretending someone does not exist.
I've seen it, y'all.
Me neither.
Wait, can I interrupt and say?
Right? Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm Aquarius, right? Yeah, air sign shit for
Listen,
real.
I gotta say, Nico, because you're not doing it justice. I have been out with Nico, and I've seen Nico walk past people and like literally pretend like they were just like light fixtures on a wall.
Yeah.
And I would be like, Nico, you didn't see them?
Well, that's my thing. It's like my grandparents always taught me, you don't have to be mean to people, but if I don't mess with you, why would I pretend like I mess with you in public? Like,
precisely.
So if I see somebody I don't like, I would just keep moving and go to the people that reciprocate the love that I get.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
See? So
and yes.
See, I like to keep it cordial. Like, I'll keep it cute. Hey, mwah, mwah. And then I'll walk away and say, fake ass bitch.
So fucking fake.
Right.
What? You the fake ass bitch in that scenario.
What's wrong with that? Sometimes you got to be a fake ass bitch, though.
Well, that's.
I think I was about to say something crazy.
You better keep it cute. keep it.
I was gonna say it was gonna sound crazy, but I didn't have enough more. I was gonna say for certain gains, but not like a capitalistic gains, but like if it's like it depends on what the mama calls Scorpio for. Like shit. if it's for the peace,
mm-hmm. Scorpio.
Maybe, but I'm not talking to anybody that I don't. You could be dead to me.
The mm-hmm. gains being ranked above the peace is wild to me.
I said a piece could be a gain. the piece okay. could be a gain.
I do want to say, though, like, as far as navigating having people who have harmed you in community with you, I also have had that happen. I still have people in community with me who, like, I don't necessarily rock with. But I think it depends on the degree of hurt and harm.
Yeah.
I know, like, the type of friends that I want around me, like, if it's somebody who seriously did something egregious, like, it could, like, assault
mm-hmm.
or, like, something really shiesty and backstabby, and they still friends with that person, they probably not rocking with me.
Mm-hmm.
Oddly enough, like, my best friend, Yaya, we had a third best friend. We actually met through this friend because they went to high school together. We were, like, best friends separate of each other. We became, like, a trio. And this person, like, kind of did me shiesty. And Yaya, who knew him, he knew me through him. He was like, I'm on the side of right, like, and not wrong. And, yeah, that was just that. I think, like, loyalties come into play when it's something that's egregious or shiesty. But if it's something like y'all just don't get along or y'all don't fuck with each other, like, if that happens from time to time.
All the time.
I think it's important to just learn how to navigate and exist with people who you don't like. But it's a difference between people you just don't fuck with who have done, like, things that you just don't, that rub you wrong versus people who have actually done, like, egregious, like, backstabbing things. Those people, I don't need them in community with me.
I mean, I agree with that. I still, but I'm going to ignore you if I don't want to talk to you. I really, because why? I'm not going to waste my breath.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. This question is interesting for me because I'm polyamorous. So a lot of my dating, and I'm like, does the queer community need help? I feel like this is a very a very queer community type of question. There's always exes or it just. So on top of like me being polyamorous, there's a lot of like relationships will like ebb and flow. So the way that I feel like I deal with that with people, we're talking about it. I'm like, we're straight up having a conversation like, okay, how do you feel about me being around this person? Or like, okay, what boundaries do you have? Or what do you need? Or what do I need? Or like, oh, my relationship with this person has shifted now. Like maybe we don't hate each other, but we're definitely not really cordial. Or like, I'm not really talking to them or I don't really want to hang out. So like, don't invite me if it's some shit that y'all are doing and you're inviting them or like I'ma sit over here or I will ignore them. Like if I'm gonna ignore them, I'm gonna let you know. You can hang around them. I will not be addressing them. And that's okay.
No, I agree.
I get that.
But I also feel like that communication step is important too because a lot of times when people wrong you or because I'm not just going to ignore you for no reason. If it's to the point where I'm like, you're a lamp, that's like you did something to me. Right.
Is the bulb working?
Exactly. So I'm like, if I try to, because I'm one of those people, I'm speech and debate from high school to college. I'm very big on conversation. If I want to sit down and have a conversation and be like, hey, something feels off. And you go, I'm good. Well, baby, I'm good too. We good. That's all we need to know.
Okay, but I believe in the demotion. Like, and I'm not trying to be funny because it's, look, y'all can say what y'all want, but I believe in the demotion. Like, if we are close, right, and you got me fucked up. Like, I'm going to give you opportunities to get me unfucked up. But once you continue to have me fucked up, you're getting demoted. Like, you will be, you go from close to kind of close. And if you got that fucked up too, you go to associate. And if you can't even handle associate, we just not friends no more.
I see. Well, my issue is I'm giving you the chances. Actually, I don't think it's an issue at all. I'm giving you the chances in the same closeness. But then by the last, if it's 10 times, you just skip a whole bunch of demotions and now you're dead to me.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well.
I'm giving chances. But
at will firing, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know if I do that. I don't do that like demotion slowly. It's a quick one.
But I've been working on that, though. I try not to do it because sometimes I can just play the silent game. And I'm big on communication. However, I will from time to time be like, this is just not worth my energy. And I will communicate it once. But after I communicate it once or twice and I feel like you're not getting it, it's just nothing else to talk about as far as I'm concerned. I think everybody, low-key, most people are like that,
though. I wish I could adapt the demotion policy. It's just because, so people say Geminis are two-faced. I like to always say,
well,
we are, I like to say we are adaptable in the sense that everybody gets a base human respect with me. Everybody will get a polite, not everybody's taking a sip. Everybody gets like a calm conversation. You know, we're good people. Mm-hmm. But if you do something to wrong me to the point that I'm like, oh, I have to act funny with you. Like I have to, like, once again, you turn into furniture. Then I feel like you skipped the demotion phase. Mm. So it's just like, chop. I'm okay.
Yeah. I be, look, I'm the type of motherfucker. I'm going to give a nigga, you only get 51 chances with me.
Only.
Second.
Oh. Only.
You only get two more after that. Stop playing with me.
Okay.
51 chances is sick.
Yeah. Y'all be getting, y'all be done after the first time?
No. But I just know that I be, no, not at all. But I, and it's because I know once I dead you in my life, like, I know there's real, it's hard to come back. And I be telling people this, and they don't, they call my bluff until it happens. And they're like, you really just, I've had someone dead here, I'm here in my face. And I'm talking to someone, and I'm, just talking.
Oh, wow.
Know that.
Wait, okay, so the question, how do you navigate it, though? Because some people are in situations where you're forced to be around people who you don't really rock with, who have hurt you. Like, how do you navigate that? I have been in situations similar to that. I'll be honest, those situations typically don't last long for me. I typically have, like, some really firm boundaries around that. If it's a bitch I don't fuck with, like, keep that bitch away from me. No shade.
Right.
I ain't even going to cool. I was about to give an example. That was going to be messy.
It's crazy.
Well, I'm going to give an example.
You gonna give one?
Yeah, I'm not no names, of course.
Oh.
But no, I mean, it's like.
Like I told Leonard the other day, say their names. Oh, and leave it on the playground. I'm kidding. Don't say their names. Don't say their names.
No, but I mean, like, so for example, I have one person I fell out with, but they're a critical person to two of my friend groups. So for one of my friend groups' birthday, they were like, I just really want y'all to make up. You know, I just feel like y'all should make up. And I kept telling them, I'm not, I feel like we're not in the space past that. Because that was
this
the
person?
Yes, you do. Because that was the moment when I was like, hey, do you want to talk? And he said, we're good. And I was like, oh, we're good. So I told him, I'll come to your birthday dinner because you're my good friend. I don't mind it. So apparently he had the same conversation with so-and-so. So at the birthday dinner, we're making small conversation. If he joins in the conversation, I'll reply. That simple. After that night, it was another friend's birthday. And we were having a conversation with me and so-and-so, and then they hopped in, and they said, oh, well, that's not my experience with that company, because we were talking about how a company hadn't paid us yet. And I was like, well, I understand that that's not your experience, but I still haven't gotten paid, so this is still da-da-da-da. And apparently, my energy exuded that I still did not like them, and I did not know because Shaheem had brought it up.
But we was talking about a company.
Not
exactly.
Not you tagging me in.
Well, yeah, because I'm like.
Well, yes.
Because I'm very cordial about a lot of things. When it comes to my money, girl, I need to get paid.
I don't play about that either.
I mean, I feel like we answered the questions on how to navigate it. If you feel comfortable talking, I think it's a matter of figuring out what your comfortability is and your boundaries. Some people, I don't think it's like a blanket like statement for everyone either. I feel like it depends on the person, the situation, what the relationship was, what it is now, and then harm done. But we're all talking, I think we're talking about something that isn't like egregious or abuse or, or assault or stuff like that.
I feel like also I want to know, if you know that somebody has hurt a friend of yours in a way that is unforgivable, and you know that that friend is really torn up about it, and you find yourself around these people who have hurt and harmed your friends, I think you're a weird ass bitch. But like, that's just me. I might not think you're a weird ass bitch. I do.
No, especially depending on how they harmed you.
Wait, because a situation just came to mind. We'll talk about it off camera.
Oh.
Sorry.
Off camera, damn.
Never mind. Yeah. We can't edit it out.
Huh?
We can't edit it out.
We can't?
I don't think we should. I'll talk to you about it later.
Okay, period. Okay, anyway, so next segment.
Sorry, y'all. It was about to get real messy. We can't get too messy. Not too messy. A little bit.
Good job. So our next segment, as y'all know, is the hot seat, where we talk about situations, people, scenarios, things that could get us canceled, or we listen and hear from other people who have experienced that. And since we have a guest here...
Welcome to the hot seat.
And it's red, you know.
So
So,
because
you are in the hot seat, I want to know, have you ever experienced being canceled on the internet? What is your story about being on the internet? Tell us.
It's so interesting. There's been attempts to cancel me for random things. And it's always interesting to me because I always tell people what you put on the internet is forever. Mm-hmm. So that's why when I'm allegedly being canceled for things, it's never something that I've actually done because I don't put like my personal life or information on the internet. So I remember since I do talk about content creators on my YouTube channel and the stuff they willingly put on the internet, because I want to reemphasize, I've been called like the LGBT Wendy Williams, but I don't actually snoop into people's lives. Mm. So whatever you put on the internet, I feel like you want people to see and talk about it. So that's what I do. So there was an issue when I first started.
They'd be bad.
Something about that is so funny. I'm so
and that's my thing. I'm like, you be so mad, but you put it on the internet.
Well,
like,
you were a Gemini. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, so it's like, okay. I remember when I transitioned into adult content creation, people were like, oh, you're so messy because you used to talk about sex workers and you used to be again. And I'm like, I've always been pro-sex work. It's just I talk about egregious things people do online. And they so happily be a sex worker. Because I also talk about trending conversations such as like queer artists. I remember when Khalid got outed. I talked about that on my YouTube and stuff like that. So it's mainstream conversations as well. But they were like, oh, now that you're doing sex work, how can you have opinions on what people are still doing online? And I'm like,
what?
Those two don't,
my God.
They don't overlap. And it's always situations like that that they try to cancel me for. So I've actually adopted the Beyonce motto. I'm not addressing it. Unless I actually do something, I'm not addressing it. Like, there's no point in doing it.
What's the, like, most insane thing someone's come up with or people have come up with?
I'll bring it up. Sure. I remember when I first started doing content creation, I think I did 4 scenes. And if you're on a social media app called Twitter, you know there is a...
Trigger warning.
Right. There is a notorious page called The Colorist Page. And I did 4 collaborations. I remember 2 of them were with Black people. One of them was with a white Argentinian man. And the other one was with a, like, Brazilian man around my shade. And they DM'd me. And I did not see the DM.
The Colorist Page did?
Yes, they DM'd me. Because their motto is... I'll DM you and then I'll put you on blast. So by the time I was being put on blast, I'm like, what is going on? And I checked the DM and it said, so why out of your 4 films do you only have 2 with Black people?
Not
and I'm like, I don't know how to answer.
You said you making biracial content. That's
No, really? And I'm just sitting here like, I don't know how to even address this. So I kind of didn't address it. And then it started steamrolling and I'm like, okay, well, because on my platform, I talk about, I remember when I first started out, I wasn't necessarily talking about queer teen drama. I was actually talking about issues within the community. So I've talked about like colorism and how it affects education opportunities, job opportunities, housing opportunities. I don't necessarily keep it pertained to, oh my God, you want a white man. At the end of the day, if you're not denouncing Blackness, if you're not insulting our community, I could not care less who you share your...
Wait, so for our listeners, because I do feel like everybody does not, in the everybody in the culture doesn't know what the Colorist Page is. And I do think we need a little bit more of a thorough breakdown. I'll let you do some of it and I'll take over.
Okay, so anyone Black, you usually have a pride in being Black, our culture, our history, no matter where you are from the diaspora.
Right.
But there are some people who have been labeled, let's say, hoteps. That believe you should not have non-Black friends, you should not date non-Black people, you should only focus on Black, you know, elevation. And I do, the interesting conversation on that is I agree with a lot of the talking points because I'm very pro-Black. But I'm one of those people, once again, I don't care who you lay your head with, I don't care who you're friends with. So I was getting pushback from that group, but queer, if that makes sense. So at that point, I'm like, well, if you see me actively working with Black people, if you see me actively in Black spaces supporting Black businesses, because I've done a few sponsorships for black brands or two, I don't understand what more you want from me as an online content creator.
Just to even add some more context around the Colorist Page. The Colorist Page is a page that is actually on Twitter. I'm actually mutuals with the Colorist Page.
That's so sick.
Yeah. They used to follow me.
What?
Do they know that you get colorist allegations?
I'm not colorist.
Well, you're light-skinned. Sorry.
I mean, well, people say a lot of things about me, but the Colorist Page is a page that is dedicated to finding people who are accused of colorism and putting them on blast. I'm proud to say I've never been on the Colorist Page, but, you know, people have accused me of being the color of his page. And I'm just like, I don't have that much time on my hands, baby. The ADHD be ADHDing. I don't even have time for myself, let alone y'all. Right. I don't even know half of the people who be on there. But the Colorist page will find people typically in the gay space because it focuses on like gays. Mm-hmm. If it is a darker skinned person who fetishizes lighter skinned people, it will put those posts on blast, will take screenshots and stuff. Mm-hmm. If you are a white person who fetishizes like black people, they will put that on blast. And if you are someone who is only geared towards dating people who are not of a darker skin tone, they typically will highlight and put that on blast. They've received a lot of criticism over the years for like, one, because I thought it was, well, I think like where they started was really great, like because there's a lot of colorist like activity in our community, like that I think is really important to call to the forefront. For those who do not know what colorism is like bias towards darker skinned people in any like non-black racial community. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just impact black people, but it specifically impacts black people like the heaviest.
And it could be intra and inner, like outside of the community too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it highlights colorism within the black gay community mostly. Mm-hmm. People have critiqued the page because they say that the page then took it like several steps too far, similar to what Nico is talking about in the like policing of who you sleep with, how many people you sleep with, and things like that.
Well, it also sounds like
this is what people say.
I'm me on the outside. Look, Phaedra. That's that Phaedra again. I'm telling you, I'm like, ooh, this, wow. Gay, what are the gays talking about? Mm. I have seen this page. I've seen people I know on this page, and I'm like, damn, bro. It sounds like what happens is what we always are talking about is like the merge of like something that is genuinely important to talk about gets mixed with the outrage culture, and then it just gets blurred. We're like, okay, now I don't know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, how do you, in your case, you're a content creator, and this is the adult content they're talking about, right?
Yes.
But you were making content with black people. And even the Brazilian man you talked about sounds like maybe he wasn't like Afro-Brazilian fully.
No, he was literally like same hair texture, same skin color as me.
He's just a sugar cookie.
So that...
What?
Oh my God.
Winter shade. Was it in winter?
No. No, but that's the thing, because like, even when I film with Brazilians, it's usually like black Brazilians, because when it comes to, no offense to anybody out there, I'm open to everybody. When it comes to my men, I usually like a hint and or a nigga. Like, I like blackness in that. So even... But no, so it's like, it was so interesting to me because it was really just we expect to see you with this kind of people. Because like Shaheem said, the people on the Colorist page, all their supporters, they followed me. Like when the page was first created, because I talk about these things. I would also put people on blast that would say harmful things about blackness. But it became a situation like back in the old days, you know, exposing my age when Twitter showed you the likes. They would go through your likes. If they saw a white man, they would perform a witch hunt. Yeah. Like if they saw you like a white person in your likes, they would put you on the Jumbotron. And I'm like, liking a picture compared to making actual anti-black comments and harmful statements, I'm not gonna go hard on somebody for liking a picture. It's social media.
Right. Mm. I'm also, this is so confusing to me because it's not confusing and where I don't understand because people online are like delusional, but it's also like, it's your content and it sounds like a conflation of like your personal life. And the thing is, as I've heard other adult like content creators and people who are in the adult industry talk about this stuff too, well, they'll get called like, oh, I don't know if I've seen like Kira Noir talk about it. I've just seen a couple of other people I follow that I'm mutuals with talk about this, like, why aren't you doing this? And you're like, this is like also my job. I'm kind of thinking like if someone would message someone like, how dare you only work with two other white people, and it's like, am I making sense?
Yeah, you're making a lot of sense. Okay.
Especially in adult content creation, it's kind of like stripping you of your bodily autonomy and putting it basically as a product to be sold. Right. So, oh, why aren't you working with so-and-so? We want to see you with so-and-so. I'm personally open to working with anybody I have chemistry with. Not a problem with me. But I can't go up to somebody. As once again, as long as you're not making anti-Black statements and or comments, I personally don't care what you do. But if I see somebody and go, oh, you've only worked with white people, me as a complete stranger cannot demand that you give your body to somebody you don't want to give it to.
And that's, well, I think, what, yeah.
I will say, like, there is, like, validity in, like, calling to surface. Like, mm-hmm. these people are only engaging with, like, occasions.
I agree. And I feel like in those situations, you show them by retracting your money and your engagement.
Mm-hmm. I love
if
that.
If you don't want to support somebody and who they're working with, you don't support them.
Right.
And if they see that, they will open their mind and be like, what am I doing that is turning off my fan base?
Well, my thing is, that being valid, you were working with Black people. And so that's where that's where I'm like, in this, it's not clicking.
Yeah. Because once again, I have these conversations on my channel. I'm like, I'm open, just have conversation. But it's one of those situations where if you don't do it exactly how they want it or exactly what they want to see.
Police, the internet police. And look, I definitely understand the colorist page to the extent of having these conversations around colorism. But I'm going to keep it a bean. When it comes to colorism, one of my pet peeves, and I don't think that this page solely does this, but one of my pet peeves around colorism is solely focusing on dating. Like, dating is one aspect of colorism. And I'm not going to minimize that aspect, though, because dating connects you to spouses. Spouses can connect you to financial stability. Mm-hmm. You name it. However, comma, with an apostrophe and two S's, it also is important to highlight that colorism impacts your medical care. Mm-hmm. Colorism impacts your housing. It impacts, like, your job security. Mm-hmm. It impacts so many other facets of your life that, like, solely focusing around, like, who you fucking on, that to me is a little corny and played. But, you know, like I said, I think the colorism page has received some of those, like, criticisms. I've seen them address those criticisms, but I also, like, question the legitimacy. And this is just me keeping it a bean. I'm keeping a stack with everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, I question, like, the vigilante justice outrage kind of cycle of it all. And I believe, like, at some point we all thought that was effective and useful. And, like, I think we're all coming to realize that it kind of isn't. You know what I mean?
I was going to ask you, Nico, did they post you because you didn't reply to the DM or you didn't see it?
It was that, and I had covered a story of a performer. He's fairly popular, well, was a couple of years ago, where he basically got aired out because his old tweets resurfaced. Mm-hmm. He was a performer that historically performed with non-Black people, mostly white, and the only time you would see him work with a Black person was when he would work with a specific production company. And I remember I posted the tweets where he basically said, I'm not attracted to Black people. I would never date a Black person. That kind of stuff. Yeah. Like, so all those tweets came out and I covered the story. So this performer decided to go at me online. I'm like, okay, well, at the end of the day, I'm performing with Black people.
Right.
Just because you're not recognizing Blackness across the diaspora, I can't change your opinion on that. So I think it was more so we want to see, he was making the comment of he wants to see me work with more African-Americans. And I do whenever I travel to, like, Atlanta, because that's a good content creation hub. But it was then that the piggyback culture came on. So the colors page hopped in and said, you never answered my DM. And that's when that DM conversation came up. And I'm like, well, I didn't see your DM because I don't check my DMs. So that's where it began to spiral in that exact moment.
Because the man that you were calling out for being genuinely colorist tried to come back at you with something
wild,
ridiculous, being like, "Well, you're not making content with African Americans." So then the colorist page was like, "And another thing, we DM'd you and you didn't see it."
Yes, but I feel like that's what internet culture is becoming nowadays, like the bandwagon culture of, "Oh, somebody said something to someone I don't like or care for, so I'm gonna hop in and add in."
Yeah.
And even if it's not true, and even if you can disprove it, because I can literally show you my video.
The dog pile.
But there was someone in the scenario who genuinely was talking, who was Black.
Yes.
Who was talking shit about Black people, and and no one was talking to him.
And that's what blew me, because they sidestepped him and focused on me, and I'm like, this makes no sense.
Wait,
so much. Oh my God, remember I told you when I was...
I'm like shocked right now.
Remember I was getting at that one dude, like, who was making fun of the sex worker, like the lady who was a sex worker, and that's the one who I call Big Back. I apologize for using the word one more time. However, he was a thin man, and I said, like, when you bring your Big Back to your local job down at the Piggly Wiggly, they didn't even jump the man who was, like, literally antagonizing, a misogynist antagonizing antagonizing that sex worker, they directed the energy back towards me. I said, oh,
he was like,
y'all just gonna let this nigga get away.
You were doing the bidding that the colorist page like says to do, like calling out colorism happened. And they said, well, actually,
let's focus on you. And that's one thing.
That's
and Blood Quantum, the people you were sleeping with.
Oh, no.
But that's the thing, because I was literally posting screenshots in the thread. I'm like, dark-skinned black person my color, black person my color, black person, dark-skinned person. It's like, I'm showing you evidence. And you're still ignoring the person that said, I'm not attracted to black people. I'd never date a black person. And all of his history is with white people.
Yikes.
But you're going to focus on me. It blew me.
No shade. I do know. I know Nico in real life. Nico hang out with niggas.
And do. Stop.
And do. But that's it's because, I think it's because I do social commentary. People are like, I've had people come up to me and go, I thought you were going to be, you know, stuck up and blah, 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 blah. If you see me out in New York City, I'm where the niggas are at. That's the only kind of establishment I like to be.
Yeah. I'll be with the niggas.
I'm like, so shocked.
Yeah, it's so wild.
Because I don't know how that added detail that there was someone who was actually being colorist, anti-black. And then you were like, yeah, look at this. And they said, well, strays, it just completely pivoted to die. And it feels icky because it's such a dissection. Do you feel like, I guess I'll ask you, that it's a certain dissection because of the content you create and it's adult content?
Mm-hmm. I feel like, especially because most people know me first for YouTube, like I'm an adult content creator second, that I'm sure you've been in the position, when you become a social commentator or you're in the public eye, they expect you to be holy and immaculate throughout your entire life.
Yes, God.
And even if you aren't in a situation where you have said or done something wrong, if it can be perceived that way, they will run with it.
Yeah.
Because I've had people say, oh my God, I've heard such nasty, terrible things about you online, but I've been following you for like the last 6 months and all you talk about is like FK Twigs or anime. And I'm like, exactly, because I don't come online and say nothing
can
crazy.
You imagine thinking someone's terrible and they talk about cellophane?
No, for real. All wrapped in cellophane for your love. Shouts out to FKA Twigs, everybody. You ate with you sexual.
So I've just, that's why I adopted the Beyonce approach where I'm like, if it's something I've actually done, I have no issue coming online and clarifying it. But if I hear something crazy being said about me, I'm just not going to address it.
Let's put something on wax, though. Who is your biggest online op?
Ooh, you are messy.
I don't care. I'll say mine. Y'all want mine? Yeah, because
I
say
a couple.
You know who I know who mine is. I don't like that hoe.
Mm-hmm.
Who's yours?
I'll say it. So there's this blogger.
That was messy.
It
is messy, but that's the thing. Is like, as a blogger, I have to reemphasize, I don't have personal beef with people. I talk about what you put online. I don't even put my own personal life online.
Mm-hmm.
There's this one blogger that was upset because they were getting dragged online and they deleted the tweet after it hit like 10,000 like retweets. And I was like, oh, they deleted that quickly. And they have had it up for me since because I made one public statement. And it's been going on 3 years now where they will watch everything that I do to the point. You remember, once again, showing my age, when Twitter had the close friend circle.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
I
had posted that the studio that I was working for in Brazil, there's a rule that you're not supposed to have super happy adult fun time before the day before you film. So that way you have like energy, you're more like built up, pent up. And I put that in my close friends. So they had somebody screenshot my close friends so that a few days later they could try to make a public gotcha moment against me. I'm just sitting here
about
like,
you not having fun time. What?
And that's it's like, there's so many like people
talking about.
There's so many people that join the bandwagon that you almost feel like you're going crazy because you're like, did I say something that's drag worthy? I'm not understanding.
Do you want me to say this person's name?
Stop fiending. I don't care. Derek does not
bother. I hate that bitch too. And but, bitch, can you mind if I wild out real quick?
Oh, okay.
Bitch, when I catch you, I'll leave it at that. That's the one who made that tweet that was like, we see the durag therapists everywhere, but with their clients. Like, bitch, does
why
your therapist
you
post you on
you
the
see
internet?
Me with my clients. Right.
It's up and like stuck when I see you, you bitch.
So sorry. That's because that's
can
my
cut
thing.
That out?
I mean,
we can leave it in.
But that's my. But that's my thing. Because like we know, if I don't like you, I treat you like lamp. Like I'm not gonna address you. I'm not gonna talk about you. But people will be like, "Did you see what this blogger said? Did you see what this blogger said?" It's just like random draggings, and I'm like, I don't even post my personal. What are you talking about?
He's a blogger.
oh, I thought he was a singer. I didn't know. No, I thought she was. I thought she was a rapper. I didn't know she was fine.
The lights are getting low in here. It's getting shady.
Yeah, well,
I can't wait to find out who this is. Well, that's I really can't. I'm over here living.
Girl, you're not missing much.
Well, I consider anybody that devotes time to just talk about tea and drama a blogger. Mm-hmm. But my mindset has always been, I'm messy for either a purpose, because I like to talk about things that affect our community, or for a incentive.
Does
like,
he have platforms outside of Twitter?
No.
He's not a blogger, baby. He's a
He's just messy.
I'm messy for a purpose.
Look, I'm messy for a purpose, whether it's to better my community or better my standing in life.
Wendy,
I can't be messy.
Wendy had a torch and she passed it.
My hot take is... we need the gossip. We need the town, the people that are like, what's going on?
You know, everybody loves cheesemade.
It's part of culture.
And that's the thing.
It's part of culture.
When people are like, oh, you're so messy, I'm like, so at the end of the day, after you've been with your coworkers, or you've been, you and your family, your girl, your boy, y'all been at work, y'all come home, y'all talk about y'all day?
And they do.
Actually, can I say, like, gossiping is actually a part of culture. It keeps community safe. When people say that, like, people learn so much about, like, their surroundings, the people around them, things that are happening, important, like, information through gossip. Mm-hmm. Gossip is a healthy part of any society or culture. The only reason why it's downplayed is because of women and messy bitches like Nico. That's not fair.
Sassy Wendy Williams.
But that's my thing. Like I always say, I don't put nothing online that you ain't post yourself. So if you posted it, you want someone to talk about it. That's why people don't know about my personal life, because that's not your business. So, I mean, if there's, because I don't think there's ever been one story where somebody said, oh my God, Nico just put a secret tape recorder in my room and listened to me talk on the phone with my friend.
Right.
It's never that serious.
Has anyone ever been like, could you not talk about this scenario? Or like, so when you talk about the scenarios, are you like, giving a step-by-step what happened, or you're like giving your speculations on stuff?
I'm always fair, but I'm one of those people, I don't talk about it if I don't have some form of proof of the conversation.
Okay.
So all of my videos, I have screen recordings of the videos you put online of you talking, or screenshots of the things
you build a story.
Oh yeah. Period. So I always believe every good, you know, gossip, every good story, there's their truth, and the real truth somewhere in the middle. So I usually wait until both parties respond. We see what both of them had to say. Then we sit down and say, what was the most logical thing that probably happened here? I never come online and say my things are fact unless I have a video of you saying you did something. And it was like, okay.
I think that's a good differentiation, because a lot of people will like make something, or they'll tag on their own. They'll project what they think something is without it. Like, that's not what the person said. And then that'll like shift and change the narrative versus like, I'm just telling you the facts of the situation. Like the girl from In Living Color, when she was walking,
when she was on the corner.
she would be from her house.
I do have a question though, right? Around like, because this is the Uncancel Culture podcast, right? So one of the things we're trying to address is like carcerality on the internet. Do you think in some way, like the type of blogging that you do, where you like showcase sometimes people's worst in most vulnerable moments, do you think that plays into carcerality on the internet?
I do, but I also feel like I approach things with a middle ground. I'm never going to come in and just go in on somebody unless, like, they said some foul things about me. But I don't have a reason to, like, make enemies or make energy, if that makes sense. I'll talk about what you posted, and I'll usually try to be fair about it unless you're just completely in the wrong. In most situations, the only time people have, like, a negative view on someone I've talked about is when I've documented multiple things they've done. So I've been called more of an archivist than just like a messy blogger, because I will, once again, screenshots, videos. So there's proof of you doing these things, saying these things. And from there, people can judge you on how you've moved throughout the years, because I've been doing this for like 5 years. So I have had a situation, for example, where a ex-football player, he got outed and his tape got leaked and it was this entire thing. And I covered the story. Of course, you know, you don't put nobody's information or stuff like that out. But I covered the story and he actually reached out to me. He was like, hey, you know, my son shares my exact same name. And he also does, you know, kids league football. And when I type my name in YouTube, it pops up. I would love for you to take this down, because at the end of the day, he was a victim.
Right.
And after he said that, I said, okay, that's no problem.
Right.
And I took the video down. That's beautiful. It was that simple. So if there's like somebody that's being caused harm or a victim coming out and say, hey, I appreciate you shining light on this, because I've actually been met with people I've done videos on that have told me I helped stop their stalker from stalking them and stuff like that. Yeah, because if my videos get 15 to 50,000 views per video. So if you're coming out and saying I'm being stalked, I'm being harassed, that's 50,000 people looking out for you now. So if somebody comes out and say, hey, I appreciate it, but I really don't want you to post this because you're giving so-and-so what they want by giving it more exposure, I'll take it down.
Right.
Is that simple?
This doesn't sound like messy, fully messiness. It sounds like
that's beautiful.
Actually, the full spectrum of nuance. Like maybe you're talking about some mess, but the ability to be like, I was gonna ask, like, do you reach out to people that you like, who you make content about, or the stories that you're telling, or are they able to reach out to you? And like, you kind of answer my question, because it's like a lot of people won't take it down. They'll be like, well, you put this out there because you want people to see it. But there has to be some integrity to be like, okay, but what is messy with a purpose? What if the purpose is harming people?
I think it's a even an opportunity to highlight that this is not about like stopping people from being able to speak when they see stuff. It's more so about, you know, having that integrity. I think it's so beautiful that you took that down, because like people are people, and the last thing that we aim to do, or we should be aiming to do, is to cause more harm than necessary. So that was, that touched my heart.
Did it?
You know? Yeah.
That makes more sense. Why you like, I just don't like when people talk about me, and it's not true.
Because that's the thing. Like, if I did something, as someone who does social commentary on what people post online, girl, you have free reign to talk about it. You don't have to fabricate things.
Right.
They love to fabricate.
It's not fun if they don't fabricate it, though.
Child.
In their mind, you know? Especially if you're especially if you're, like, private. Or you only let certain things be shown. But even then, because...
Why do they be theorizing like that? I don't get it.
I really couldn't tell you. Because I don't sit here theorizing about people I don't like.
I'd be damned if I sit around and talk about a bitch who I can't stand.
I have a lot more things to daydream about and, you know, manifest. People I do like, particularly. So
No, but the internet, like, detectives, like... They low-key be scaring me, because sometimes they be, oh my God. Do you know, I told you, somebody was like, they asked if I slept with you. I said, excuse me?
People always think I sleep with everybody that I'm in. Even you. Hey, we know you don't yet.
Oh my God.
Oh, y'all, I'm like, no. Shame is really gay. They don't
I am very, yeah, I like niggas. Not Nico, but niggas.
Well, that's, y'all slept together. But that's my thing, though. It's like, this happened when I started doing adult content creation, I guess. Because when I was doing YouTube, people were like, oh, you're attractive. I'm like, okay, thank you, blah, blah, blah. But after I started doing adult content creation, everybody that I've been attached to, it has come back to people saying, oh, I got the weirdest DM of someone's asking, how was Nico? I'm like,
excuse me?
How? First and foremost, that you assume that I slept with somebody and that they would gossip about me in bed. So I'm kind of like Adina Howard. You know, I've been listening to her since I was real young. I blame my mama. But she used to come out and say, oh, no, I used to be, you know, a freak. I used to do my thing. But as soon as you get a name, people pay more attention to you. So now I can't move around how I normally move around. Because if I'm being honest, since I moved to New York City 2 years ago, I have slept with three people that live in New York City. Just because I work in nightlife, I promote parties and events. I'm like, I'm not going to be in a situation where people think, oh, I'm going to have easy access to Nico just because I do adult content creation on the side. So people asking, have you slept with Nico? How was Nico in bed? I've kind of gotten used to that, but it's just so annoying because I'm like,
this is a sisterhood.
Right.
I'm feeling like a sisterhood right now.
Exactly.
That is, I couldn't only imagine, because even my, when it comes to who I sleep with or my personal life and stuff, the way that my scenario burned me, I was like, I'll never post. I'll never talk about my dating life ever again. And people are always, I'm always getting speculations. Or like, do you, And I'm like, I just won't, like, date. I'm very wary of people when they, like, want
to. You know, I'm going to tell you now, you ain't going to see nobody I'm dealing with on camera. I'm going to be
honest. You're not going to You'll see them in the midst of everyone else that's around me. And that Aquarius rising comes through.
Where's Waldo?
Very much, where's Waldo? Am I sleeping with everyone? Am I sleeping with no one? That is basically the vibe that I want to give. And I do it successfully, so much so that.
I mean, they look, they think everybody on the crew. Yeah.
But that's the thing is, like, if you see somebody in a photo with me, that immediately means you can't speculate it. Because anybody that I'm romantically or sexually attached to has never been in a photo with me.
Right.
It's unless, aside of work, in my personal life, never. Yeah. And that's not mean, I hide my significant others because I know when I was dating someone a couple of months ago, I brought them to Friendsgiving. You know, I'm very, oh, here's my person to my community.
Mm-hmm.
The world doesn't need to know that.
Period. And they don't.
Mm-hmm.
I have conversations, though, with people that I date that I'm like, you're not going to get posted. Like, is that something that we're compatible with? Because it's a protective thing for me and a protecting thing for you. And I haven't had too much pushback. I've actually gotten more so when people are out with me and they see the response or the reactions that they're like, oh, that's a lot already. And they have to get used to just us being like, or us like navigating our intimacy. It's like, I'm not, maybe not going to be cuddled up with you in public because of like my visibility and recognition. So now we have to, and then God forbid you date someone else who's like a content creator. Absolutely. Right. Like,
Child, I was in the club. Not to put my business out there. I was in a club and I was with somebody and they were on me in the club. And I was just like so nervous because I really don't be, because other people were looking and I don't know when I'm being recognized or not. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Lord Jesus, don't let these people, because I don't want nobody to be like, what, you with so-and-so on the.
I have been recognized on the topic of like adult content or like just adult shit in general at a sex party. At a motherfucking play party. When I that was so crazy. And from of all places, Twitter. Aren't you?
Oh.
I said, I just got my I was just got sucked on like a mango.
Oh my
and
God.
You wanted to wait for me to be wait for me to
now,
be wow. You could have just left it, right, let it go.
Now, right now, Diva, like
I'm glad you made this a safe space because I've been in a situation, not a sex party. I was at like a little black circuit party anyways, you know.
Yeah.
I had just moved out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was still a little young and fast. I was doing my thing, you know. I didn't know my name would, I didn't know I'd be more recognized out here because there's a lot more black and brown queer people. So I was getting lifted against the wall by this muscular black man.
Oh
and
my God.
I remember the next day someone commented and added me on Twitter.
Oh.
Was that you getting lifted against the wall at Dick Appointment?
That is.
Girl,
I'm like, why?
I was at
Dick Appointment. I was at church.
The boundaries. Why can't you just peep and not say nothing?
Right.
Oh my God.
Silence.
Now, unfortunately, it was true though. So they was.
You should have denied it and you just confirmed it. I would have said, no, I was at church.
This was all hypothetical.
Was that them being messy with a purpose? I don't know.
I move in silence. I'm not going to hold you. Like, yeah.
I don't know.
No. Actually, I'm celibate. I've been telling.
Don't start this.
Like, they don't.
Please
look.
Don't start your backwards definitions of celibacy.
Right. I've been celibate for quite some time now.
Define quite some time.
That's not important. But the point is that, you know, if that was.
Yeah,
me,
you got the producer laughing. Look.
I've been celibate for quite. It's been a while.
A while?
Why are you so pressed on the
details? I just want to know. I'm just asking because I like to.
Why
do
you show up to every event we have late?
Because time doesn't exist
and
to
then
me.
Why are you asking me?
Has anyone tried
time
the chicken?
Exists to you.
I thought the chicken was lovely.
Yeah, thank you, Nico. Let's change topics. But yes. Yeah. I do. No, because, yeah. I don't have to explain myself for nobody.
Right, right. Period.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. What were you talking about? Adult shit. Oh, messy with a purpose. Mm. And it was true that she was getting lifted. But is that so? You know what? You know what?
But that's my thing. Especially if we in the environment where we know this.
Why are you bringing it outside?
Why exactly?
You know what I'm saying?
Because this is supposed to be a safe space.
And in those environments, they be telling you, they literally, the one I was at, they had a, because you all always get a consent talk. Part of that talk was, there are people who have like careers outside of this, and some of them might be notable. Keep it discreet. And you, so I just wanted to say.
Christina!
Girl, ain't that you? Hey, I know you busy right now. You want me to turn around? Hey, girl. I was like, come on. Please.
Suck like a mango is insane.
I was. I wish I was.
Imagine.
I really was.
Somebody just got sucked on and you like, hey.
Mind you, I'm disoriented. You know what I'm saying? Like, after that, he's like, oh my God, I'm dizzy. Why are you talking to me?
Listen.
But the visibility, like, that's what, it's such access. It's like, I get they're like excited, but I'm like, do we have, what happened to couth and decorum? Like, time can we place, time and place?
But that's the thing. Once you reach a certain point of visibility, they no longer view you as a person. I remember I went to London Black Queer Pride, and I went with a group of friends who didn't know I did consecration on any field. And they're like, is this what Beyonce feels like? What is going on? Because at one point, I was literally pinned against the fence with somebody asking me about my content, like, blah, 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 blah. Then another person came over, and then another person came over. First and foremost, I did not know I was that popular in Britain. Right. Appreciate you. Love being Satos. Yeah, yeah. But
No, we're not going to lie about that part, but continue. We do not like beans and toast. That shit look like dog food.
In it, because it is.
It right. Yeah. I tried it. It was literally
baked beans. You see how you almost lied
it's
like that?
It's baked beans. And it's baked beans and white bread. And I'm and like, you have things that you could do to... Don't get me started on this.
But point is, I was literally surrounded by a crowd pushed against a fence at Black Gay Pride. And I'm sitting here like, I'm trying to have fun like everybody else. Right. I don't understand why it's like this. Like, hey, how you doing? It should be that simple.
That simple. Or a nod. Mm-hmm. What's up? Really appreciate. But I've had people like, touch. Oh, my God. And you're like, okay.
I do give hugs to people I see.
I'll give hugs.
They be like, can I have a hug? But I will say, one time
I'm talking about no asking.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Like the grabbing at you.
I like to jump up like I'm afraid when they do that.
That don't happen to me. Like, but there'd be times when, like, I ain't gonna hold you. One time I was at the gym because I get recognized at the gym for some reason a lot. And I'm like, mind you, I'm sweaty as shit. I'm like struggling. I'm like, then this person was like, just like standing over me. And I'm like, hello? They're like, oh my God, I love your content. I said, okay.
And my thing is, you're gonna activate my fight or flight, and the fight might come out because you staring at me long and hard, and I'm thinking it's a problem. And the whole time, it's oh my God, I really wow.
Yeah, no, but I will say, like, I've given out so many sweaty hugs, and I'm always like, I just came from the gym, I'm sweaty, and they'll be like, they
I
just
don't
care.
I don't care.
I mean, like, I hug the people,
right? I do too. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy it when I really like really enjoy it. It's funny to see like. I feel like I gotta turn it on. Mm-hmm. So like if I'm like having more of a day where I'm like, I'm really exhausted or tired, and people aren't used to being around with me and they're like, are you okay? And I'm like, oh, like I'm just dissociated right now. And then they'll see someone recognize and I'm like, hey, da, da, da. They're like, oh, you really turn it on? I'm like, well, yeah, because I feel like I always have to have a reserve for that when I'm outside. Yeah. And I don't know, maybe I'm still learning how to balance it because I don't, God forbid, you have one moment where it's like, maybe I'm anxious or I'm struggling or like I don't want to talk to nobody. And then it's, oh, I met her. She's a bitch. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
No. It's story time. I met an influencer. She was the worst human being I've ever met.
Really?
Ever. No, that's what they would say. You know?
Oh, no. Yeah. No, right. Story time. I met your fave. And I started, because of this, I started understanding Anthony Mackie more. I did. You hear the story about Anthony Mackie?
Oh, yeah.
When they say he's so mean or like he'll be like, can so-and-so get a picture? No. And they're like, why does he act like this? Anthony.
Mm-hmm. I mean, personally, though, you know me. Because like I'm like kind of like, although I yap and I talk a whole lot, I prefer to be home always.
Yes, you
and
do.
And I'm like more reserved than people like give me credit for because they see me on the internet.
You
like,
are.
I be in the house. So if you see me outside, that is, you're like, it's spotting a rare Pokemon when you see me outside.
It's true.
So it takes a lot of energy for me to engage with people outside. But I definitely don't mind it. And I actually really enjoy like meeting new people. Mm-hmm. But it does zap me real quick.
I enjoy hearing how you talking about people coming up to you or saying like or telling you the content you make about them has like really been helpful. I enjoy hearing like... Especially moments where I'm feeling down or in the midst of us being like dogpiled, getting those like in person or just through message reminders of like, oh, I really love what it is you do. Or like, oh my gosh, I'm excited to see you. I'm like, oh, okay, not everybody hates me because it can feel like a clouded, like, oh my God, am I doing something wrong? What happened? Like they're gaslighting me. Is my reality making sense right now? So I do really enjoy it. I think there's more pros and cons. Poor pros and cons, and I don't even, there's cons and pros to everything, but it's like a balance of, I don't know. I always tell people once you reach a threshold of notoriety and visibility, you can't go back down to, like, I don't think any one of us will ever be like a nobody ever again.
I will say, like, it reminds me sometimes, because I be forget, I have ADHD, I say it a lot, but like, I really do be forgetting, like, most things. Like, most of the times, people will be like, oh, my God, I love your work. And I'll be forgetting, like, oh, shit, I am a therapist, aren't I? I do be forgetting. Mm-hmm. I do.
Do y'all ever get, where do I know you from?
And that's the thing. Sometimes it can be nice because they'll genuinely forget. But sometimes they're trying to fish which side of the industry you're going to talk about. You're going to talk about adult content. You're going to talk about YouTube.
That's interesting.
And that's the
you
thing.
You caught between two worlds like a biracial.
And that's why they took... No. Or a bilingual. You Dominican, right? Yeah. The pants gave it away. Sorry.
Christina, you do have on your Dominican jeans. Yeah. I like
not
them.
The zoom out.
But yeah, I like them.
Thank you.
I like them.
Thank
yeah.
you. The best. But no,
and
that's
the
chains. Thing.
Look, you really. You really
Dominican down. Dominican okay.
Thank you. But yeah, I mean, it's, right. it's interesting because I'm one of those people, I can have conversations about sex. I don't mind. Mm-hmm. But it's how we talk about it. For right. example, if. The most usually I get recognized on the subway and stuff, but usually it's when I'm at the club. Mm. When I'm at the club,
when our, it's dark,
when it they
going
recognize
to the club
me.
When Nico is like going to the club with a celebrity child.
Oh my god!
It's, no, I remember because the first time I started hanging out with Shaheem, I told our mutual friend Anthony, I'm so glad that we're hanging out with Shaheem. This is the first time I've gone out in New York and I have not been mobbed because they will swarm them.
Oh no, child.
Well, now it's just both of you. Poor
Nico
Anthony.
Gets stopped more than me.
Well, Anthony will be, you want to use my phone?
Right.
Right.
Shout out to Anthony. Our friend Anthony. Wow. Literally. The backbone. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so I mean, I'm one of those people, I'll have a conversation with you. If you stop me, I'll take a photo with you. But I always have to tell people, if you, because I'm like Shaheem, I rarely go out unless I'm like doing promotion or it's an event I'm really looking forward to. Mm-hmm. If you see me outside 9 times out of 10, Anthony has me blackout drunk. So I have to preface any conversation. They okay. go, oh my God, I love you. Oh yeah, we can take pictures, but I'm drunk right now and I don't want to lose my friends. That's 95% of conversations yeah. we have in the club now.
Well.
That was good.
That sounds fun.
Do we want to go to our next segment? So our next segment is actually going to be Uncultured of the Week. For our culture that's listening, that is where we name mm-hmm. one person, place, thing, idea, whatever it needs to be that is uncultured, that is beyond redemption. Mm-hmm. One of the last times I think we said Aubrey Graham.
I sure did.
Yeah, so think that. You okay. can pick whoever you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll let you go first because you're the guest.
This might be a little controversial. The most recent... I think it's called DEI, Hire of the Government for Doge, Elon Musk.
Mm. Oh.
And the Roman salute that was popularized Lord. By right. the Nazi party
right. mm-hmm.
that his grandparents belonged to.
Right.
That, I mean,
clock it.
You know,
clock it.
We just got to be real. Then they moved to South Africa because of the apartheid. And then
right.
point is, he did a Nazi salute. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm going through a personal psychosis because I'm like, why is everyone pretending he's not doing a Nazi salute when his grandparents were Nazis? It makes no sense.
Oh, thank you so much. You know what? Can we have Elon Musk deported? Is that... Can
have
we...
you seen people talk about that ICE shut down their numbers because people was... And I'm mad because I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm trying to have to call them back.
Not to be that girl or nothing, but I've been calling for the deportation of Elon Musk for years. I don't
you
even
really
believe
have.
In deportation. Yeah.
Really
I want him gone. Get that nasty
really
South African
do.
Out of here.
Ooh,
okay?
Get that ant.
Please.
Yeah, because it's spreading to other forms of, let's say, media, such as the priest that recently performed the same salute in solidarity who ended up getting fired because it is indeed a Nazi salute.
Dumbass.
Right. And the entire conversation, because I'm not super religious, but I remember it kind of derived back to this when that one priest, she empathetically had the conversation with the Republican Party that was in the building, basically mm-hmm. saying, please have mercy on the LGBT, the black and brown people that are cowering in fear about what this new government, you know, period might bring. Right. And people were upset with her for showing empathy and saying empathy was a sin.
Gross.
But when someone did a Nazi salute in a church and on national television, it was just heart going out.
She's just throwing his heart to them. He has autism.
Oh. I know every autistic person let out the deepest of sighs when they
say
that.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Why did they say fuck me for? That is so fucking crazy to me. So crazy to me. What's your uncultured of the week, Shane?
My uncultured of the week, y'all, is going to be transphobes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, get into it.
I hate transphobes. I really do.
Yeah.
And not just because, like, you are, like, well, this is a huge part of it. You are, like, literally just hating a group of people who are pushed to the margins of society for no reason whatsoever outside of your own insecurity. Mm-hmm. But, like, you don't even recognize how you contribute to your own downfall when you right. hate on the next bitch. Like, and people don't
And it's
get
be a bad
that.
Bitch, too.
Bad bitches don't be hating on the next bitch. And, like, y'all be all up in everybody else's coochie that y'all be worried about the wrong thing. Why are you worried about trans people? Be so fucking serious.
We talked about this in our first episode, I think. They
I always got smoke for them.
Insecure.
Yeah.
Or was it? Oh, no, it was our second the one. Second, the narcissism. Insecurity. Mm-hmm. Clearly, obviously.
Deeply insecure. Yeah. Wow. Fuck you, transphobes.
Period. Mine uncultured is just Trump supporters in general. I really have a lot of...
Yeah.
I'm fighting when people are like, it's not good to be up, you know, have empathy for everyone. Everyone, you know, people still all deserve rights. I fuck all of them. I can't... I'm struggling. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find it.
Right.
I can't, like... balancing the, well, you know, a lot of them are poor, a lot of them are uninformed. And isn't that crazy that I so happen to know poor people who are uninformed and still don't support him? Yeah, it's the fact that, like, you led with your hate to support him. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck. I don't have energy right now to extend empathy and understanding and humanity to people who didn't see that for so many others. I have barely enough energy to extend empathy, understanding, and like helping my community around me survive this because of your dumbass decisions. And like, I just, it's not gonna be me the one to explain and try to bring them.
I think they should get jumped.
Just
once. Like, we can accept them after we jump them.
You know what I'm saying? Because you gon' and what's pissing me off is you gonna be in line at the same food banks as the rest of us when we gotta do it. So maybe you can be in line, but you gotta get jumped.
Yeah,
you gotta get jumped. You definitely gotta get jumped. You then get a canned beans. There you go.
We gonna hit you with it first.
Hit you with the beans, so then you can get them. Very uncultured, very, and I'm serious. You definitely need to get jumped at maybe 5 times.
Yeah, you're going to have
bring
to
back street politics.
Yeah,
street justice.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
All right. That was beautiful. Seamless. Last segment is, okay.
I'll do the timer.
It's Uncancel Court. Are you familiar with this, Nico?
I was alerted in the car, yes.
Okay, okay. So Uncancel Court is we basically have a minute. You choose something that has, quote unquote, been canceled, and then you have a minute to state your case as to why it deserves to not be canceled.
Do you want to go first? You all want me to go first? Because I got mine. You got yours?
Yeah, I can go first.
Okay. I'm going to start my time now. Uncanceled presidential assassinate. Can I say that? Now, I'm not calling out any specific presidents because I'm not going to say any specific ones should be assassinated. I am saying political assassinations kind of went out of style and we might have took that out of rotation a little too early.
We
really all want to listen to government, aren't we?
We are.
I got 30 more seconds. Okay. All I'm saying is they were trying to release that man who assassinated, was it JFK or RFK? I don't know which one of the Kennedys it was.
Both of them got assassinated.
Listen.
Oh, it was RFK's.
Yeah, yeah. They was trying to release the man who assassinated him. All I'm saying is let him out. If he repeat offends, then we know for sure he should stay in there more next time.
Right.
Right.
And okay, I'm not, again, I'm not saying which specific candidates it should be aimed towards. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. So government, don't put me on a list. Again, I'm telling you.
And because we're against carceral, you know, let him give us a chance to show us he's changed. Yeah. And if he hasn't,
he grew.
You know.
Yeah, he grew.
Okay.
Right.
I didn't say a name, government.
You didn't.
I'm just heavily implying.
Oh, okay.
It's going
to
be a
would you like to go or I can go?
I mean... You can go.
I'll go. Okay, you need to get out of yourself. You need to go. Where am I at?
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, your time starts now.
I would like a society to uncancel DEI. DEI's been getting a lot of slack lately. Mm-hmm. And what did she ever do to y'all? DEI, her sister IUD. There's a lot of acronyms that are getting canceled right now that are really necessary for society. And as someone who has IUD and as someone who is DEI, I feel really attacked that there's just been so many other little nicknames for what people really want to say. And I just feel like it's... And I just feel like blaming DEI, IUD, whatever you want to call it, on, I don't know, food stamps being canceled or plane crashes happening is, don't you sound ridiculous? Mm-hmm. How can a diversity, equity, and inclusion program cause all those things? And then have the audacity for it to be people who would be DEI right. hires talking about DEI not being good is insane. You need it too.
All right, that's your minute, baby. Thank you. Ate you. That. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, your minute starts now.
I believe we should uncancel cultural appropriation. Hold me out.
Hear me out.
Gwen Stefani.
Well,
love angel music. Ariana Grande. Thank you, next. Well, like, we are missing, okay. we are losing recipes. And I understand it's problematic.
Losing I understand, them or we are losing. Stolen?
You know, you make a good point. You got a good point. But yeah, it's just like, we have had so many masterpieces come out because Gwen Stefani, she was Chola. She was Japanese.
Yes.
Ariana Grande was black. She was Latina. She was...
Arigato.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. She was South Korean for a minute. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. When she was doing the...
diaspora.
Right. So it's like, they have made pinnacle pieces of pop culture music. Mm. And I just feel like the music ain't doing what it used to do. Like, think of Fergie. Glamorous. Mm. Like, come on. London Brit. Like, this
you
is...
You got a point there. Mm-hmm. Diva, you do got a point
Thank
there.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you had 10 less seconds to spare. I will say, appropriation is not hitting the same. They were at least talented with it.
Right.
Back now they're calling us the DEI hires.
You know what I'm saying?
They're not appropriating like they used to.
Right. At all. We got Rachel Dolezal appropriation now. And that's just not...
That's the worst kind.
That one, the colorist page might take that and be like, DM you. So did you say? No.
Oh right. well, y'all, that is our show. Nico, can you tell the people where to find you?
Yes.
You can find me on any platform, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, other sites, at Nico's Aesthetics.
Yeah, y'all, please.
How do you spell Nico?
N-I-C-O.
Okay.
And then S, Aesthetics.
Okay. Yeah,
like the word aesthetics.
Yes.
Google it.
Y'all, please don't forget to send in questions for the culture. You can do that in our comment sections, or you can email us at theuncancelculture@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on socials. Thank you so much again for all of the support, y'all. This has been going so well, and we're just so thankful that we're building this culture together. You want to send us out, Christina?
I mean, that was a great send-off. That was wonderful. We're so excited that season one is going so great. And yeah, we said season one because that's for sure going to be season two.
Period.
You already know it. All right, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Peace out.